If the American sense of life has prevented America from going communist, what prevents such egalitarian countries like Sweden, who have no founding documents or culture of individualism, from becoming communist? Well, I think that's an oversimplification. It's more than the American sense of life that's prevented us from becoming communist. It's American sense of life and founding documents and the evidentiary history of what communism would lead to, and the fact that we have a successful, wealthy economy and society, and people who have a vested interest in keeping their wealth and not having it redistributed on a massive scale. So there are a lot of things that are preventing America, and the same thing is happening in Sweden. And to say that Sweden has no culture of individualism, I think, is wrong. I think that Sweden does have a culture of individualism. The whole West does. Even Japan has a culture of individualism. You wouldn't be rich and Western if you didn't have a culture of individualism, to some extent. That is the characteristic of the West. What is the West? The West are those countries that are essentially individualistic and value reason. That's what characterizes the West. Russia, which was not individualistic ever, and was not based on reason. It had a huge respect for faith, Russian Orthodoxy, but mysticism generally, was where communism succeeded. It didn't succeed in the West. Marx thought it would succeed in England, but it didn't, because the English are fundamentally individualistic, as are the Swedes. Now, that doesn't mean they're individualistic as we or as I understand that term, but it means they have more of an orientation towards individualism than certainly Russia has, or Venezuela has, or many other countries around the world have. And that's what makes them Western. That's what makes them rich. That's why when socialism in Sweden failed, they reversed many of those policies. Starting in 1994, government spending in Sweden has been on the decline, both as a percentage of GDP and in real terms. That's why, in spite of massive redistribution of wealth in Sweden, they regulate their economy less than the United States regulates its economy. And it's why, from the late 19th century until about 1960, Sweden was probably the most economically free country in the world. It was as economically free as the United States. It was the bastion of capitalism. That's how the Swedes became so rich, so that they could redistribute all their wealth over the next 20, 30 years. But I think you have a too dim view of Europe and a too one-dimensional view of what keeps America from becoming communist. American sense of life is certainly part of that, and it's why we have resisted it and resisted even elements of socialism so much. And, of course, that is dissipating here. But the difference today between the United States and Europe is nowhere near as big as it was 30 years ago, certainly nowhere near as big as it was 60 years ago. And that's because we've declined, not because they've gotten worse. It's because we've gotten so much worse. And the real issue in Europe is that they have no idea what Western civilization is about, what makes them successful. They have no respect for the individualism and reason that is still permeate their culture. And therefore, they are losing it, and they will lose it over time. Whether that leads them towards communism or some other form of authoritarianism, I think it's another form of authoritarianism. By the way, one of the things that protects Europe from communism is the fact that they experienced communism. So all they had to do is remember what Eastern Europe looked like, and they don't want that. It doesn't mean they don't want authoritarianism. It's just they know communism's bad. And what indeed Europe is drifting towards is much more a bureaucratic fascism, a system where the Brussels bureaucracy rules Europe, and where even speech is regulated, but not in the name of communism, but in the name of hate speech, and dictated by a bureaucratic mechanism in Brussels.